This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. David Neal of the Department of Political Science. He's here to talk about crowd behavior. Dr. Neal is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Neal, crowds are sometimes described, especially by the media, as mobs or herds. Is this an accurate description?
No, it's not. It's actually one of the many myths that we have about crowds and how crowds behave. There really is no such thing as a mob or a group mind or the crowd acting as one whole mass. Actually, when you look at crowds more specifically, you see that there are different types of participants in the crowd. I've already alluded to this in the other day's discussion about the bombing in Atlanta. Here's a particular case. You look at any crowd, you see three different types of groups. You see what I call the active participants, those who are leading the group activities, whether it's starting a riot, starting a protest, doing something good. They are the leaders. Then you have a second group called the interested observers. They're the ones that are obviously interested in watching what was going on. They might take some cues from the leaders. They might do some of the activities. And finally, you have what we call the passive observers. These people are out on the fringes, and they are interested in what's going on. Some will continue to walk away. Others might become interested in what's going on and then move from one group to another group. And in fact, if you watch crowds over time, you'll see individuals become passive observers and interested observers and active participants, and they'll go back and forth amongst these different types of situations. So, you know, at first glance, it looks like the crowd's a mob, but when you look more closely with a trained eye, you see a lot of different people doing a lot of different activities.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.